Jake Garcia.
It's big, man. It's hard to win in college football. It's hard to win in college football, and you don't take wins for granted. So, I mean, going out there and coming out 1-0, it's important. It's big, big building step, and I feel like we're gonna keep building off of it. But I mean, it means a lot to us, man. It means a lot to us as a program, and a lot to the fans as well. So, really proud of the guys.
Jake, logging you guys to go through what they went through last year. So what kind of mindset are you trying to bring this year?
Yeah, I mean, the past is the past, right? The past is the past, and you can look at it, and then for the people that were here, you have to go into that and keep a chip on your shoulder, right? And I mean, just really have something to prove every day, right? But for the guys that weren't here, we're just going in, and we're having a winning mindset, and that's something that Coach Baker was talking to us about, is that, you know, we have to have that mentality, like, hey, like, we're the group that's going to do it. We're a group of winners, the guys that are out there. We're going out to win each and every week. So, we're just trying to go in with that type of mindset.
How would you assess your performance overall tonight?
I feel like I played well. There's a lot of things that I wish I could take back on it. I feel like it was good to get my feet wet again and take some snaps and get hit a little bit and when the live bullets are flying, but a win is a win, and at the end of the day, I know for a fact that I'm going to build on it, and next week is going to be a lot better than this past week.
How did the experience of that first home game compare to what you visualized coming into it?
Yeah, I feel like it was a really good turnout. I feel like it got loud, I know that as the season goes on, we're going to have more and more people coming out, especially when you start stacking every week, saying we're going to go 1-0, and you follow through with that. There's going to be standing room only.
How much is the transfer portal, in terms of the opportunities that it creates, how much does it help you to get to this point in your career?
Yeah, it's been a journey for me, right? I would say that it's been a journey for me, and it's definitely been huge for me. I was at Miami for 2 years, played over there, and then went over to with the coaching change, right? And you know, coaches move around so much that it gets tough, right? I mean, I went there and expected to play in one offense and have one style of play, and I mean, you go into it and you have to adapt when new coaches come in. But I mean, it just wasn't really what I was looking for, and it was just kind of a tough situation. And I tried to see it through, but ended up making the move over to Missouri and didn't take a snap. But I mean, at the end of the day, I know that I can play ball, and I still have the fire for it, right? And I think that that there's a lot of guys out there that they're talented, and they just need the opportunity. So it's been a huge help for me up to this point, and I'm very grateful. So,
Jake, how is it? Three picks in the first half, but you didn't seem to let that affect your game. Like, you were still taking shots, confident in yourself. Like, how much of that is a mentality and not, I don't know, doubting yourself
after something like that? Yeah, man, you just got to talk to yourself. Things get tough. I mean, I've been through some stuff, man. I've been through some adversity. I say that. I've been through some adversity before, so I think just really knowing how to deal with that. And I mean, I came off the side or off the field one time, and was smiling after it. You know what I'm saying? It's about a perspective. It's about a perspective. So I think that, and I truly believe, if the guys see me down, if they see me get quiet and go into my shell, then I mean, there's no getting back on track, right? I feel like you have to keep a positive mindset. And just goldfish mentality, like whatever happened last play, it's fine. Like good, bad, or indifferent. You just gotta turn the page and move on to the next play and just keep slinging it. Just keep slinging it and slow things down for yourself. Slow things down and just do what you do. Do what you do. We do this every day. So.
To that point, I mean, Coach Houston talked about the tempo. Early on, it seemed like the tempo was kind of getting to y'all too. But you were able to settle in and relax. You talked about relaxing in that tempo. Talk about like that shift in the game.
It's interesting that you say that. I feel like I could agree with that. I feel like we first game jitters a little bit. For myself, I could say that. I wasn't necessarily nervous, but I mean, I think more so excited and anxious, and first game since 2022 that I got to play in. So I mean, I'd really say that you just got to go back to the basics of what you do, right? And playing fast is what we do in this offense. It's something that we're really good at, and something that we're gonna be really good at throughout the season, and that's gonna help us win ball games and put up numbers. So yeah, I feel like with the first game jitters a little bit and just kind of trying to push that tempo, I feel like things can get a little bit muddy at times, a little bit cloudy, a little bit foggy. But I mean, I think we settled into it, and I think it was used to our advantage.
Multiple guys have talked about the goldfish mentality. How much of a point of focus has that been for you guys this season?
It's been huge, man. Especially like I said, like the past, right? I mean, you have to have a goldfish mentality, and you can't let that affect you in any way of dragging what happened last year into this season, right? And again, like I keep saying perspective, but perspective is huge for me. Perspective is huge for me, and just the way that you view things, right? And I think it's hard to turn the page from play to play, right? But also like from day to day, it's tough. And not to let the things build up. Like I can go and let today affect me, even though a win's a win, right? And I'm proud of the guys. I'm so proud of the guys. But I mean, with my personal performance, and as a competitor, I feel like you focus on the negative things. So I mean, just trying to turn the page on that. But I can't let that affect me going into next week, right? So I just gotta have that, like we say, like that goldfish mentality, and just keep slinging it, man. Just keep trusting the guys and the pieces around me, and keep trusting coach and play ball.
Okay, one more question.
Can you kind of define goldfish mentality?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I really say that, well, because we said, I got to fact check this, but because we're over here running our mouth about goldfish mentality. Goldfish is like basically has like the worst memory of all the animals on the planet.
Oh, really? Okay.
Something like that. okay. It's the principle, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, so a goldfish, if a goldfish has something happen to it, it won't remember it a second or 2 seconds later. It'll already forget, right? So, I mean, that's really the goldfish mentality. And it's not letting good things or bad things affect the next play, right? And we say also to feed off of that is the next play is ours. The next play is yours. The next play is yours, right? So, I mean, really just turning the page and being able to get back to neutral. Get back to neutral as quick as you can. So that's really the goldfish mentality right there.
Jake, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.